Our recent report documents systematic attacks by armed separatist groups on students, teachers and schools in the Anglophone regions of Cameroon since 2017. These attacks are serious crimes and jeopardize the future of thousands of students. Separatist groups have enforced a perverse boycott of school. They have killed, beaten, abducted, threatened, and terrorized hundreds of students and teachers. They have harassed and intimidated families into keeping their children out of school. The separatist fighters are conducting a brutal campaign against education. They have burned, destroyed, damaged, and looted scores of schools and used schools also as their bases and camps to store weapons, ammunition, to torture and hold their hostages. Attacks on school students and teachers in the Anglophone regions have had a devastating impact on education. According to the United Nations, some 700,000 students are currently out of school. Separatist groups are conducting a brutal campaign using education as a weapon to achieve political gains, and so they are robbing an entire generation of children of their fundamental right to education. They should immediately stop interfering with children's education and announce an end to the school boycott.
Thank you so much, Ilaria. I've just spoken with a spokesperson for the separatists. And one of the things he said is that Human Rights Watch doesn't understand the dynamics of the conflict and the fighting going on in the Anglophone region, and that your report is not accurate.
We have sent letters with our preliminary findings to four major separatist groups, and they have replied, denying in different ways the responsibility for attacks against education. But our evidence shows the opposite, that they are responsible and should be held accountable. I think that when they claim that we don't understand the conflicting dynamics at play in the Anglophone regions, when they claim that our findings are biased, they forget that they have praised our research in the past when it highlighted abuses by the government forces. I also think that by accusing Human Rights Watch of biases, they are only trying to intimidate us, and with us, many other brave human rights defenders in Cameroon, as well as students and teachers who have dared speaking out about their abuses.